When you hear their name or see them, what comes to mind? Probably images from movies of vampires turning into bats, or a crazy swarm of bats flying out of a cave. And some of those bats almost always get caught in the heroine's hair. The truth is that these images are false, and I'm here to debunk six of the most common myths about bats. First, all bats have rabies. This is one of the most common misconceptions about bats, and it is completely untrue. Less than 0.5% of the entire bat population carries the rabies virus, and bats that do have rabies aren't aggressive. In fact, fewer than 40 people in the U.S. have been infected with rabies from bats in the past 40 years. Someone is far more likely to die from a lightning strike, dog attack, or even a bee sting. But it is important to remember that rabies is a dangerous disease, so contact with bats and other wild animals should be avoided. Second, bats get tangled in people's hair. This is another common misconception that has been perpetuated by the movie industry. Bats use echolocation, a type of sonar, to determine their path through the air and to detect obstacles in their path. Their echolocation abilities are so accurate that they can maneuver within a millimeter of any object while they are flying. While a bat may fly very close to someone's head while chasing an insect for their evening meal, they won't run into a person or get stuck in their hair. Third, bats suck people's blood. By far the most famous bat in the world is the vampire bat. This species has been made famous by its close association with vampires and mythological stories. The real vampire bats are found in Mexico. While they do feed on the blood of warm-blooded animals, such as cattle, horses, or birds, vampire bats do not actually like the taste of human blood. The vampire bat is one of the only species of bat that feeds on blood. However, they do not suck this blood. Instead, the bat makes a small cut in the skin of a sleeping animal with their sharp teeth. The bat's saliva has an anesthetic in it that reduces the likelihood of the animal feeling the cut. Then, they lap the blood up as it flows from the fresh wound. There is a special anticoagulant contained in the bat's saliva that prevents the blood from the other animal from clotting until the bat has finished its meal. The vampire bat only needs about 2 teaspoons of blood a day, so the blood loss is minimal and rarely causes any harm to the other animal. Fourth, bats are rodents. Bats are not rodents. They are, in fact, classified in their own order of mammals. The order of bats is called Chiroptera, which translates as hand wing. Bats are the only flying mammal. Fifth, bats are blind. Bats are not blind. All bats can see. Bats are often thought to be blind because many species have smaller eyes and use echolocation to navigate. However, they can still see. In fact, most fruit bats don't use echolocation at all. They rely on their sight and sense of smell to find fruit and flowers to feed on. Sixth, bats do nothing for humans or are worthless animals. Bats are crucial to such processes as keeping insect populations low and pollinating plants. Each insect-eating bat is typically able to consume 1/3 of its body weight in insects each night, and several hundred insects in a few hours. This means a group of 1,000 bats could eat 4 tons of insects each year. If not for bats, the insect population would be much, much higher. Fruit bats and other nectar-drinking bats help greatly in the pollination of tropical plants. To get the juice of fruits, bats pull the fruit off the trees with their teeth and fly back to their roosts with the fruit in their mouths. There, the bats crush the fruit and eat the parts that satisfy their hunger. The remainder of the fruit, the seeds and the pulp, are spat on the ground. These seeds take root and begin to grow into new fruit trees. Other bats prefer the nectar of flowers to insects or other animals. These bats possess long muzzles and long extendable tongues covered in fine bristles that aid them in feeding on particular flowers and plants. When they sip the nectar from these flowers, pollen gets stuck to their fur and is dusted off when the bats take flight, thus pollinating the plants below them. Bats have been misunderstood throughout human history, but now that you are armed with this new knowledge, remember that every creature in the world has its own special place that keeps our world functioning properly. Next time you are out for an evening walk in the summer, look up and you might just see a friendly bat winging through the evening, gobbling up those pesky insects.